You're listening to the State Capitol Report on The Morning Show. I'm Lee Rayburn in for Kate Archer-Kent this morning. And now that Wisconsin's 2023-2024 scheduled legislative floor voting period has come to an end, there are some Democrats saying there is more work to be done, work that they say could help families and improve the quality of life in Wisconsin. What do you say? Join our conversation this morning at 1-800-642-1234. Questions for our guest? 1-800-642-1234. Always email ideas at WPR.org. Representative Sheila Stubbs represents a Madison district in the Wisconsin Assembly. She serves on both the Committee on Corrections and Committee on Criminal Justice and Public Safety. Representative Stubbs, welcome back to the Ideas Network.
Good morning. Thank you.
And let's start with this task force that you have been working on trying to create to address the inordinate number of Black women and girls who are murdered or go missing in Wisconsin. The proposal failed to advance in the Senate this session. What do you hope this task force would accomplish, Representative Stubbs?
Absolutely. Again, thank you so much for giving me this interview. I'm really, really appreciative. You're right. Absolutely. Assembly Bill 615, Senate Bill 568, unfortunately, and I want to underscore that, did not make it to the governor's desk for a signature this session. The momentum was broad and it was bipartisan support. And this legislation, this session, both made me proud of the efforts that I have from local to national media networks, organizations, victims, family members that come forward. And next time, I want you to know that I do plan on reintroducing this legislation, and I hope that it will be signed into law.
Representative Stubbs, when did you first introduce this legislation?
Yeah, so I've been working on this legislation almost 3 years. Mm-hmm. This session, I started with introducing the legislation on October 31st. And it was introduced for the first time to the committee in on the assembly side and criminal justice, public safety, and the bill was passed unanimously from the assembly committee on criminal justice and public safety, which I was so honored and so proud. We had a victim family member come forward. Her name was Georgia Hill. Her daughter name is Lashiki Hill. And Lashiki Hill became missing one day before her 46th birthday. And again, I gave you the wrong date, but it was January 17th of 2024 that the bill was introduced in criminal justice, public safety. And then on January 24th of 2024, the bill was exempt, which means that we voted on the bill, and that's where it was unanimous. And so that was great for me to see take forward and many of the organizations and victims' families. And then on February 22nd, which was my birthday, which I got the best gift, which were bills on the assembly floor. I had six bills on the floor, which is amazing. The bill was taken up, and we voted for the bill on the assembly floor, and it passed. It passed on a voice vote, which is absolutely amazing, which means one of the houses, we were finished.
Yeah.
Now we needed to start that same work again on the Senate side. And that's when I continue to follow the track of where is this bill, where is the process. And on October 31st, that's when this bill was read first time and referred to the committee on the assembly organization. And so that's when I started watching what was happening. And then the assembly bill 568 was introduced in the Senate, read for the first time and referred to the Senate Committee on Government Operations. And so I'll just put a pin there because that's when I start questioning. What is happening? Why is this bill referred to government operations? I'll be honest, I didn't know much about that committee, but I knew one thing. Why was this bill sent to this one committee when all the other bills for the assembly committee on the task force bills, which Assembly Bill 615 was a standalone with a package of bills which was from the Speaker's Task Force on Human Trafficking. Yeah. Why was this bill isolated and sent to this government operations committee? So I began
Representative
to question
Stubbs,
that.
Where did the other bills from the Human Trafficking Task Force end up in the Senate? What committee did they go to?
Criminal justice.
Criminal justice. And you yes. would have liked to have seen your proposal for a task force go to the Criminal Justice Committee in the Senate, but instead it went to, what is it, government administration?
Government operations.
Government operations. And
yes.
What happened in that committee to your proposal for a task force on missing and murdered African-American women?
I'm so glad you asked me, because first I needed to find out who the senator was that was the chair. I learned it was Senator Dewey Strobel. So I had my office schedule a meeting. I met with him. I asked him about the committee. And then I asked, why was this bill sent to your committee when all the other bills were sent to the Criminal Justice Committee in the Senate? And he said, well, I don't get a chance to choose where the bill is sent. It was sent to my committee from my leadership. And I said, okay, well, when is the bill going to have a hearing? And he said to me, I'm not going to give this bill a hearing.
Oh.
And I said, what? He said, I'm not going to give it a hearing. And I said, why? He said, well, two things. First of all, if we give this bill a hearing and we do a task force for the African-American community, we need to do it for everybody else. And I said, okay, I'm fine with that. That's not a problem for me. I mean, if we need to do it for the Latino community and the Asian community and the Latino community, I'm okay with that. Because guess what? We're already doing it for the Indigenous Committee. Mm-hmm. And I said, I'm okay with that. And he said, well, you know, I'm not okay with that. And then he alluded that side of the House, meaning the Senate, we kill 300 bills a session. And I said, and you're proud of that? That's not a moment to be proud of. We work really hard. People, you know, my colleagues work really hard in the assembly to get bills heard. You work with families, you work with communities, you get bill ideas. And that became a problem for me. And he said he wasn't going to give the bill a hearing. So I reached out to my supporters, both nationally and locally, and I asked people to start calling his office and to start emailing him. And that's what started happening. And media started asking questions. And there was a lot of advocacy that happened. Well, I went back on March 7th. That's when we noticed something happened. From October 23rd, he said no, meaning Senator Strobel. I had another meeting with him. I want to say in February-ish. And I asked if he would reconsider. It was after February 22nd because it had passed the assembly side. So I wanted to give him an update and say, hey, the bill's moving. Here's what's happening. And he said, well, I've been doing some research and I see that there's high numbers of missing and murdered African-American boys and men. Would you be willing to amend the bill? And I said, absolutely. Okay. And that's what it takes to get the bill heard in your committee. Absolutely. So he gave me a 15-minute slot and he said, well, he started talking about some correctional issues and criminal justice issues around the state of Wisconsin. And then he said, well, I'm not convinced. And my mind had to change. And I walked out of his space, out of his office. I said, are you kidding me? And so I then reached back out to groups and organizations and asked them to reach back out to his office. Hmm. And media was helpful. And on March the 5th, it wasn't March the 5th, I'm sorry. It was a couple of days before, I want to say the first Tuesday in March, we got a phone call and an email from Senator Jesse James' office, who is the lead senator on this bill. And his office called to say that the bill had been removed from Senator Strobel's committee, which was the committee, Senate Committee on Government Operations.
Representative
Stubbs. Like, hallelujah.
Yeah. So where is it now? Where does this proposal for a task force on missing and murdered African-American women stand?
Yes. So the committee, Government Operations, referred it to the Senate Committee on Mental Health, Substance Abuse Prevention, Children and Families. So once it got referred on March the 7th, we received a second hearing on the bill. And then the bill was given an executive action took place, and it passed unanimously, right? So I'm excited. Yes, the bill's going to make it to the Senate floor. That's when things changed. The bill never made it to Senate floor. So I am still questioning why.
And you don't have an answer for that yet?
No.
Representative Sheila Stubbs, a Democrat who represents Madison in the State Assembly, our guest for your State Capitol Report, taking a look at her proposal, years in the making, for a task force on missing and murdered African-American women. And you can join our conversation at 1-800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. And just in the last couple of weeks, Representative Stubbs, you introduced a bill that would allow municipal governments to enact some stricter gun control laws, stricter than the state has in place. A measure would eliminate a state preemption enacted back in 95. I'm wondering, what laws do you envision local governments could adopt here if your legislation passed?
Well, I'm glad that you asked. I think the timing is right for this particular legislation. I had this legislation introduced before. We're hoping that each of the municipalities, our law enforcement, would agree that this legislation is critical and helping within our communities. We all know that there has been a rise in gun violence, especially in Madison, from our parks to our community centers to our communities. And I can just say that I know firsthand that we need to do something. We have to continue to try to be creative to reduce what's happening harmfully in our community. So this bill, let me be clear, we introduced it. I introduced it last week. Session is over. I would need to reintroduce the bill next session. But I think it was important for everyone to know what I was thinking and how I was thinking that this bill could be beneficial throughout our community.
Representative Sheila Stubbs, our guest, and we invite you to our conversation at 1-800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. It's your State Capitol Report on the morning show. And when we continue, we'll take a look at the state of our Wisconsin Department of Corrections, what's going on inside, and how outside the walls of our prisons we may be making decisions that'll impact the inmates within and those that work there as well. We'll ask our guest, Representative Stubbs, about that and her role on the Committee on Corrections and Committee on Criminal Justice and Public Safety when we continue here on the morning show. This is your State Capitol Report on the morning show, and I'm Lee Rayburn. We're talking about public safety, criminal justice, and Wisconsin's prisons with our guest, State Representative Sheila Stubbs from Madison. We welcome you to join us at 1-800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234, or email ideas at WPR.org. Before we get to our prisons, we've got a couple of questions here about the proposal we talked about from Representative Stubbs that would allow local governments to enact stricter gun control laws than the state has in place. And we'll start with Mark in New Berlin. Mark, good morning.
Hey, good morning. Say, I'm sorry, I just tuned in a few minutes ago and caught the end of your guest's comments, but she never answered the question, what would her law allow? And I'm wondering, would this mean that we've got this maze of areas in the state that it's legal to have a gun, it's not legal to have a gun? If I'm driving through Wisconsin on my way to go up hunting up north, as we say down here, down south in New Berlin, what do I have to do? I mean, yeah, if I've got a firearm, I've got a license to carry, a license to conceal carry.
Yeah, I appreciate that, Mark. Let's get the clarity about Representative Stubbs' proposal. Now, this bill would allow municipal governments to enact stricter gun control laws than the state has in place. But what would this mean for gun owners and hunters who are traversing the state of Wisconsin, Representative Stubbs?
Yeah, let me be clear. I am not trying to restrict those that have the authority to carry a gun. That's not my intent. But I think it's very clear that there are so many guns on the street for those who should not have the possession of a gun. But I think that it is clear to say that in order to stop so many of the tragedies and prevent so many of the deaths, we need to return the ability to enact stronger local gun policy to municipalities. I think every local government deserves the ability to enact common sense legislation. And for me, I mean background checks. I mean ERPO for those that there's domestic violence or mental illness that we know that they should not, people should not have the possession of a firearm, those that are felons. I think that is very clear what the intent of this to do, but we need to make sure that it fits those constituents. And so what works for small municipalities may not work, may not be the best policy for larger municipalities and metropolitan areas such as Madison and Milwaukee. And I think that it's very clear that what I am doing is I'm allowing local government, this bill is allowing local government to decide what's best for them. As I travel across the state and as I represent many voices across the state, local control really are, you know, many of the answers to the situations. I'm a former county board supervisor of 16 years. I know the importance of local residents and constituents having a say, that maybe the state of Wisconsin may say something, but local government needs to also be able to have their voice heard. I want to be clear to the caller. I'm sorry, I don't remember your name. But this bill, because session is over, it's not going anywhere. It was introduced. So I would need to reintroduce the bill next session before we would even consider committees and things like that.
Let's go to Heidi next. Heidi is in Madison. And Heidi, you're on the air with State Representative Sheila Stubbs.
Hi. I appreciate the time to ask this question. So a few things you said sort of have made my point that there's too many guns already on the streets, and most of them are not there legally. So those people already are not following the laws. And we have so many gun laws, the background checks, all of those, which, you know, I'm a gun owner. I have concealed carry. I went through all of that to be able to get my gun. And I'm wondering what another piece of legislation is going to do when we don't follow the legislation we already have.
Thank you, Heidi. Representative Stubbs, are we enforcing the laws on the books already, and would more laws be more problems, or are we not enforcing these laws, and maybe enforcement would be the best first steps?
Yeah, I think that the answer to your question, Heidi, is, yeah, I think that there are already existing laws. You and I are very clear, and people are breaking the law, but I think whatever law we can put in effect that gives more localized control over legislation to keep our communities safe, to that each town and each city and each village in our state will be empowered to create really good gun safety policy that reflects the needs and values of those residents. And so one more piece of legislation certainly could reach that person that's not compliant already with existing legislation. I think it's just one more tool in the toolbox that could be used.
Representative Stubbs, you sit on the Assembly Committee on Corrections, and we recently had the retirement of Department of Corrections Secretary Kevin Carr. We have the Department of Justice, U.S. Department of Justice, investigate the smuggling of contraband in the Waupun Correctional Institution. We've had four deaths since last June at the Waupun Correctional Institution, including one from fentanyl and one by suicide. What's happening to our correction system in the state of Wisconsin from your perspective?
Yes, thank you for asking that particular complex but reality question. Let me first say that I extend my condolences to the families of persons in our custody that have passed. I am a former probation parole agent myself of 8 years, so I certainly have visited many of our institutions around the state of Wisconsin. I'm also the ranking member on the Assembly Committee on Corrections. So I've had an opportunity to have a little bit more robust conversations. The reality is we have problems, right? Anytime that you're doing oversight for individuals, especially from an incarceration perspective, you can put as many laws in place, but you will have some issues. I want to thank Secretary Carr for his years of service in the correctional perspective, but also for his years of service for the state of Wisconsin. I've had a chance to talk with Secretary Carr. My office get numerous emails and family members calling to advocate for their loved ones. We take every concern, complaint, email seriously. We reach out to Anna, who is the liaison for the Department of Corrections. Many times we can't get information because it's confidential. So family members would write us. We could ask the questions, but because of confidentiality restrictions, there's only so much that my office can do. But you best believe that we do all the advocacy that we can for families, for persons in our custody. I have visited Waupun myself this summer, last summer in 2023. And I also visited Fox Lake to specifically talk with persons in our custody, ask questions, see the conditions of their living. We were able to go into some of the pods and look at the food they're eating, even being offered a plate. I had some concerns with Waupun. It was so hot. Mm. And because of the limitations of correctional officers, there was restrictions for showering. There was, you know, it was massively hot. It was a hot day and it was extremely hot. So one of the things that I did is came back, met with some of my colleagues and on the Democratic side, and we introduced some bills, confinement bills. And one of mine was on hygiene. One of mine was on cultural competency. It was a lot of areas. So
Representative Stubbs, I'm sorry, we're going to have to leave it there. We are out of time. And for that, I do apologize. Representative Sheila Stubbs represents a Madison district in Wisconsin Assembly. And sorry for cutting you off there. This is a State Capitol Report on the morning show. I'm Lee Rayburn, and this is the Ideas Network.